Lesbian, Summertime Lust, written by Kathleen Hope, narrated by Teresa Stevens. Table of Contents. Chapter 1. Chapter 2. Chapter 1. Tammy. Something about summertime always made Tammy horny. Even as a teenager, she loved having the hot weather as an excuse to wear provocative clothing. Low-cut blouses, short miniskirts, bare feet. These were her summertime uniform. Preparing for her date with Tim, she considered that they'd be outside on the restaurant's patio with the temperature soaring near 90. A perfect opportunity to dust off her cut-off jeans and skimpy blouse. She could already picture Tim's dark blue eyes being drawn to her ample boobs. Being a tease was always fun. She'd never met Tim, but she had a good feeling about him. On his MN Hookups dating profile, he mentioned being a lawyer with an interest in outdoorsy activities. Canoeing, camping, fishing. Having lived in the country until the age of 12, she couldn't imagine a nicer match. His handsome, lean face didn't hurt either. Online dating could be a frustrating mess, but Tammy had a good feeling about Tim. It turned out he was as handsome and charming in person as he seemed online. They greeted with a hug. "Hello there, Tim. So nice to meet you."
"Even nicer to meet you," he said,
his deep voice somehow finding its way to Tammy's libido. She discreetly fanned the blush from her face and took a seat.
"I'll be honest," he said. "I was a little reluctant to ask you out, what with you not having a profile pic or anything. But now that I see you, I'm not at all disappointed, Josie."
The name Josie sparked a trace of embarrassment.
Oh, I have a confession to make, Tim. My name's not Josie. It's Tammy. I just used that name because I was afraid that using real names would make it easier for some creep to stalk me. That's also why I didn't post a picture. I hope you understand.
No problem. We've all got our secrets, don't we? Maybe if you're a good girl, I introduce you to mine.
Tammy thought. Handsome and good flirt. So far, so good. About halfway through dinner, Tammy said, "So, it seems you're into camping and fishing, huh? It's not real easy to find folks into that stuff here in the big city." Tim chuckled.
"Well, you found a guy into that stuff big time. How about you?"
"I love camping," Tammy said. "I remember going to summer camp in high school once, Camp Arrowhead. It was the first chance I had to make really close friends."
"What I remember most about summer camp was all those makeout sessions in the woods, and how hard it was to get the girls interested in that. There was this girl I had my eye on, Vanessa. She was such a tease. She'd get me all hot and bothered with those short shorts and those tight T-shirts. But when we got out into the woods, she got shy on me."
They laughed together. Tammy added, "Well, I plead guilty to being a recovering tease myself. It was so much fun to get the boys' attention, but a good girl never went beyond that." He leaned closer, voice seductively deep.
"So you've recovered from your teasing days?"
"Let's just say, if the right fella gets me out into the woods, I might be a little more open to smooching than I was back then."
And who would this right fella be?"
"I suppose being kind and respectful would be a good start."
"Okay, I'll work on that."
"Handsomeness wouldn't hurt."
"All right."
"And having a deep, sexy voice is always a plus."
"Really?"
he said, his voice suddenly high-pitched. After clearing his throat, he repeated himself, speaking several octaves lower.
"I mean, really. That's very interesting."
Eye contact heating up, they...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?